Dolphins in the wild have very specific groupings that they live in, and they're not exactly families the way that we would think about a nuclear family. Dolphins are found in three types of groupings, or at least bottlenose dolphins. Every dolphin species is a little different, but bottlenose dolphins, you will have what is called a nursery group or a maternity group, where you find adult females, youngsters, babies that they're nursing and taking care of, and that's that kind of grouping. Once those babies hit about 3 to 6 years of age, that's when they split off and mom's had enough, and the babies split off into what we call juvenile groups. And they live for a couple of years, kind of perfecting their social skills, things like that, and mixed gender groups, boys and girls. And then once they hit puberty, and when they reach maturity, the females go back to female groupings again. And then the males will pair bond with one or two other males and form these small male units that their job is to go up and down the coastline looking for females to mate with. And that's how they spend their lives. Adult males and adult females don't coexist, live together in a family. They actually live separately and they come together briefly. Well, what we know of dolphins is that we know at maximum they can live into their early 60s, but that's really rare. It's kind of like we all have heard of a person living to be 110, 120 years old. It doesn't happen very often, so it beats the norm, but it was just that one person with lucky genes, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we know that dolphins can live into their early 60s, but it's rare. And so what we do see in the wild is it's the same as in a industrialized country versus a third world country. There are going to be different age spans, whereas in Ethiopia, the lifespan may be a little bit less than in Europe or the United States. Same thing in the wild. Off of Texas, they believe the average lifespan for a bottlenose dolphin is 13. Off of Sarasota, Florida, it is actually thought to be 20. Now, at Dolphin Research Center, we have a number of dolphins that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and we even have somebody in her 50s. And it's mainly because our dolphins are receiving fantastic medical care. I mean, they get better medical care than most people. And so they are living to those extreme ages because they don't have to worry about predators. They don't have to worry about famine. They get great medical care. And so we're seeing them routinely live into the older age classes. And we probably will see an increase in that in the future as well. In the wild, they don't have access to those things, and so they're at the mercy of their environment, which is why they probably live an average lifespan that's a little less. Their main predator in the wild are sharks, things like bull sharks and tiger sharks, those kind of things. Their biggest problem, however, aside from sharks, is really people. We have created a whole host of things that have impacted their environment, whether it be putting noise into the ocean where they can't hear each other, they can't navigate, because they use sound as their primary sensory system. And so it's very difficult if you take the ability to listen away from them. They can't navigate, they can't find their friends, they can't find their food because they're always listening. In fact, what people don't really know is that everybody thinks dolphins echolocate and use that sonar, sense of sonar, for their food. Well, sometimes they do, but primarily what we found is they are listening for their food. They eat very noisy fish, and so they have to listen. And if we put noise into the ocean, it becomes a problem. Other things that they're affected by are people trying to interact with them in the wild. And this is part of why we have educational programs here at DRC, is so that you can have that safe experience with a dolphin, but you're not impacting wild dolphins. And throughout a long time, we've been doing studies, not DRC, but scientists in the field, and they've recognized that dolphins that have been introduced to people out in the wild, where they've been fed by people or they've swum with people, are more likely to get hit by boats or enwrapped in fishing line. And so they're put at a very big disadvantage. And then if they eat from people, what happens is they stop teaching their young to eat. And that's a problem, because as soon as the people leave, the babies starve. So that's not a really good thing. And then, of course, there's the chemical pollution, too. And that's something that we can easily do something about by going organic, because it's starting to do things like suppress their immune systems. They're getting more health problems. They're not able to reproduce. And this is all direct effects from pollution that we're putting into the environment.